Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Well, let's see. I've got 4 hours on the radio, and I'm thinking of kind of mailing in the first two, then rallying in the final half of the program and winning the show by 3 points. Anybody with me on that? And I don't think I'm going to be injured. I don't think, well, there's always a possibility with Lucas Buckley in the next room. But I don't believe that I'm going to be put on the inactive list or the unable to perform list or the out for the season list or anything like that. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. And it is, of course, a glorious Monday here in Western New York. And wow, talk about a tale of, I know that nobody in the audience watches the Buffalo Bills. I understand that with the culture wars, nobody watches the Buffalo Bills. I get that. So you're probably hearing this for the first time from me. The Buffalo Bills defeated the Ravens yesterday 23-20 after falling behind by an ungodly amount in the first half. And one of those games where it didn't look like anything was going to go right whatsoever. But the Bills were able to bring it within 10 points before halftime. And then once again, shut out the opposition in the second half. And actually manage the clock properly. Manage, I know, after the Miami game, that was kind of an accomplishment. But they managed the clock properly and masterfully, I might add, and were able to defeat Lamar Jackson and his Baltimore Ravens in a soggy game on the road. And I, you know what? I'm 50-50. Part of me thought they were going to come back. Part of me, if Josh Allen is your quarterback, I'm always confident that good things can happen. I don't know why, but I am. But I was 50-50 because nothing seemed to go the Bills' way until they got the 7 on the board before the half. And then coming out, it was a tale of two ball games. But I am continuously concerned because I realize that there are many people who aren't listening to this radio station who expect the Buffalo Bills to kind of prance their way to a Super Bowl, and it just isn't that easy because of injuries, because of bad calls by the Zebras, because of non-calls and everything else. And the injury bug has bitten again, as Tom Puckett just told you at 2 o'clock there. And it seems like it's some kind of a weird hoodoo curse that has been placed on the football team. I don't know how to explain it. Have we ever seen any football team in history of the NFL? We'd have to look this up, and I don't have the time or really the inclination, but have we ever seen a football team take so many on the chin just 4 games into the season? It is absolutely unfreaking canny. And I think that Mr. Cook should put some super glue on his hands before every game. I don't know if the NFL rules allow that or not, but just a thought, just an idea, just a thought. But, you know, yesterday's game, the focus on Lamar Jackson getting away from the sack and completing that amazing pass, but Josh Allen did the spinorama too. And he was able to complete an amazing pass. It wasn't quite as dramatic as the attempt on Jackson, but it was still, nonetheless, very, very pretty. And I honestly don't know how Josh Allen does it. He is a force of nature. But I think that we're going to have to, at 2:30, do the Backstreet Boys in honor of the Bills music video that was put out They tried to get Josh to go along with it. Josh seemed very disinterested in taking part in it. But, you know, when I will say this much, when you see guys having that kind of fun with the Backstreet Boys, it's pretty hard not to like them. Okay, you cannot watch the video of the Buffalo Bills, three of the Buffalo Bills doing the backup, the Backstreet Boys, and not laugh. It's hilarious. It's very likable. It's very endearing to the heart. Now, it's not like the Bears' Super Bowl song the year they went to the Super Bowl, which was a pretty ballsy thing to do. I mean, that was a team that knew it was going to win the Super Bowl. I mean, they're out with a song before the Super Bowl and ended up winning the whole thing. Would have really ruined the song had they not. But it was, I don't know, it was a very, very interesting game. You know, maybe we'll get into superstitions later on. But we, as you know, we don't really watch the game at all. And we're not, you know, really into it because we're not, you know, really supporting the woke NFL or anything like that. But I'm wearing my Josh Allen jersey today. I've got a few Von Millers at home. But hypocrisy reigns. But superstitions with football fans, it really is amazing. Hockey players are traditionally the most superstitious of any athletes, okay? But football fans have their superstitions. And in the first half, we were at a certain friend's house in Clarence. In the first half, the end of the first half, our cell phone started to blow up with the friends with whom we usually watch the game. And they were convinced that the reason the Bills were trailing by 10 points at halftime was because the mojo was off. The mojo, yeah, the mojo was off. It was not working. We had screwed everything up for the Buffalo Bills. So we had to race up Sheridan Drive and then cut over North Forest and get to the other friend's house. And lo and behold, the minute we did, the Buffalo Bills started to turn things around. I don't know what superstitions you have, but it's kind of freaky. But you see, here's the thing about the superstition. The winning games against Los Angeles and the Tennessee Titans, the winning games, we watched at a local restaurant. Those were the blowout games. We watched it at a local restaurant. So if you want to talk about mojo, we all should have been at the local restaurant and not in our friend's basement. Because actually, our friend's basement is where the Bills, in 13 seconds, blew it to the Kansas City Chiefs. So logic would say that basement is actually cursed. We should never watch a game in that basement again. Because that is the basement where I was seated on the couch. Everybody's jumping around like idiots. And I'm saying, excuse me, but this is Buffalo. There are 13 seconds left on the clock. Nothing is over until it's over. Oh, you're such a Debbie Downer. You're such a party. Oh, my God, you're right. So I don't know. Superstitions are pretty interesting things. They really are. We because they're totally irrational. They it's like, have you been sitting next to somebody? And during a game, you've said, wow, you know what? The Ravens have it today and the Bills don't. And the person you're sitting with gives you the evil eye, all right? Gives you the evil eye and says, well, now that you put it out into the atmosphere, it's going to come true. As if the words you speak on a couch in your living room somehow go up off of some magical satellite ellipse in the atmosphere and bounce into the heads of Sean McDermott and Josh Allen and Von Miller and everybody on the Buffalo Bills. It's really weird. Well, you put that out there. You put that out there. You're just asking for it. We, again, we pretend we're not superstitious, but I know some very super intelligent people who, when it comes to the Buffalo Bills or the National Football League, all pretense of logic and common sense go out the window. And it's all about the superstition. It really is. You got to wear the same clothes. The Bills win, you got to wear the same clothes. But what do you do if you like the clothes you wore? What do you do if you wore the same clothes for game one, game two, and game three? The first two were victories, and the third against Miami was a defeat. Do you suddenly change outfits? What happened to your mojo? What happened to that? But it was really a very, very exciting thing to watch as I peek my head up, you know, every now and again from talking with friends to check out the Buffalo Bills. It is 217 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the program. Other than that, I hope you had a good weekend. A little bit on the chilly side. Those of you who had the pleasure of being in Miami last weekend know that this ain't Miami. That's for sure. So we have a story here. I don't want to get into it, from ESPN Radio 104.5 FM. That's not around here. And I'm going to read from it. Are the days of having your home heated with a wood-burning furnace going away in New York State? There's a pending law right here in New York State that will begin to change how buildings and homes in New York are heated in an effort to reduce carbon emissions. The bill is known as the New York Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act. It was signed in 2019. And it will have a big impact in 2022. Sections 2 and 3 of the bill modify the Environmental Conservation Law to establish the New York State Climate Action Council and greenhouse gas emissions limits and reporting requirements and provisions to address potential impacts on disadvantaged communities. Wow, it's funny how they care about disadvantaged communities with this, but they don't care about disadvantaged communities by making the requirements for getting a pistol permit in New York State, putting that into the many hundreds of dollars category. It's very convenient how disadvantaged communities matter with this, but that they don't matter when it comes to getting firearms into the hands of members of disadvantaged communities. They don't care if they got to pay $700 in fees for the classes you now need to get a New York State concealed carry. Anyway, according to this wood-burning bill, this portion of the law goes into effect as of October. The bill takes effect on the same date as a chapter of the law of 2019 relating to a permanent environmental justice advisory group as proposed, except that the community air monitoring program required by Section 2 of the Act shall take effect on October 1st, 2022. This law, also, by the way, there won't be any gas ATVs available in New York State. If you're an all-terrain vehicle person, there won't be any gas ATVs available in New York State. I don't know. Does this affect anybody? Anybody in the market for an ATV and no gas ATVs in New York State? I'm just wondering. The new law aims to end the damage to the environment caused by outdoor boilers and wood-burning furnaces. Now, this comes at the same time as New York City is set to ban gas hookups in new buildings. All electric heating and cooking will be the rule in New York City. The move could influence how cities around the world seek to reduce the burning of fossil fuels. But what they never mention is the fact that the electricity comes from coal-fired electrical plants. That doesn't make any sense to me. And at the same time as they're talking about increasing the workload on the coal-fired power plants, they're increasing the demands on the coal-fired power plants. How are you supposed to escape from a wildfire in your electric car when you've had a brownout to save electricity because there isn't enough electricity being produced? I don't get it. I don't understand. Now, the New York State DEC says that the Climate Action Council's draft scoping plan does not contain any recommended actions directed specifically at wood burning. The state is not considering legislation that would ban wood burning. The draft scoping plan puts forth strategies and actions to achieve the goals of the Climate Leadership and Protection Act. Okay, so where does this leave us? I would love to hear from those of you who sell wood-burning furnaces, wood-burning stoves, to get the real scoop on this. Because on the one hand, we're told, hey, these things are going out. You're not going to be able to burn wood anymore in New York State. On the other hand, the DEC says, no, that's a myth. That isn't really happening. And it leaves people like me in the middle confused. So if you sell these things for a living, I'm going to presume that you're a little more up to date on exactly what the legislation is or is not, and can help us out here with the real deal. My phone number on WBEN is 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Do you actually burn wood? I'd like to get a sense, actually, for how interesting or uninteresting this topic is for people listening to this show. Do you burn wood as your major source of heating or as a supplemental source of heating? My home is heated with natural gas. I have a natural gas fireplace. I do not have a wood-burning fireplace. I was given the choice, and I decided to go with natural gas, and the reason is very, very personal. If you have listened to me rambling and babbling on the radio for years, I'm one of these people. I am obsessive-compulsive about fires, okay? I never want to experience a house fire because, in fact, if you've experienced a house fire, I'll take your call too because I need some hand-holding with my OCD when it comes to being very, very careful about house fires. If I see a loved one's home, if I go into a loved one's residence and I see stuff that is electrically questionable, I immediately go into overdrive. Yeah, even when it's not wanted, my opinion is shared. Yeah, you need to get a real electrician out here and not do something that's jerry-rigged. You got to get, that's a slur on Germans, and with my last name, I think I can do it. So I'm like that. I'm the guy who, I wouldn't say that I lose sleep over it much, but dryer fires. I am a freak about dryer fires. In fact, a few years ago, many years ago, I was working with the Bulldog down at the sports station, and he gave me grief, great buckets of grief, because I'm such a nerd about dryer fires. So every time there was a fire that was reported that was caused by a dryer, lint in the dryer, the hose, I would clip the article and I would bring it into Bulldog and show him. And I love Bulldog. Don't anybody take that as, oh, Bowerly's talking smack about Bulldog. No. I love Bulldog. You know why? Because he carried my butt for 2 years on the sports station. And he'll deny that, but trust me, he did. He's a great guy. Anyway, and I want to ask you something else. In addition to this wood-burning controversy, I want to ask you another question. And I really want to get your feedback on this, too. Do you recycle? Do you recycle? Yes or no? Do you recycle, and do you think it does any good? And I will tell you why. Because I'm familiar with residents of one housing development in Williamsville. They don't even collect recyclables anymore. And the explanation given was, there's already too much coming into the recycling plants. We can't possibly handle all the recyclables, so we're just going to put it in the landfill from now on. But where I live, just a mile away, we still have the green tote for the recyclables and the dark green tote for all the crap that is supposed to go into the landfill. And I've often wondered, I'd love to hear from people who used to work in the waste management field. I'm not going to assume you're mobbed up much. Does the stuff from the recycle tote really end up going to a special place where it's recycled, or does it all end up in the trash heap? Because online, there was controversy about that. And there was this thing going around the internet saying 75% of what you recycle just ends up in the landfill anyway. And then that was beaten back by counter myths that were promulgated online. Apparently, that is not a true statement. But see, this is the problem with the internet. For every statement that is made, there is an equal and opposite statement that is made in the other direction. So truth has become, in an information overload era, actual truth has become rather difficult to latch onto. I mean, do you not agree with that? We live in an era where we should have access to the very latest information, the very latest clear, concise, factual stuff, devoid of any agenda, devoid of any a political background whatsoever and just get the facts. But it isn't like that. And it's almost like it doesn't matter what you look at, whether it's wood-burning stoves, whether it's recyclables, no matter what it is. There's two different stories, and the truth is elusive. So we have this internet that is basically used for pictures of cats and videos of monkeys scratching their butts. Let me give you the phone number. I get your input on this, and I've got nothing against videos of monkeys scratching their butts. Just, you know, I'm just saying it's just a dramatic point. 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone and 1-800-616-WBEN. Do you burn wood to help heat your home? Do you sell wood-burning stuff? And what are you being told at your workplace? Do you recycle? Or do you just throw everything in the big green garbage bag? Because I recycle, and I'm starting to wonder if I'm just being taken for a ride. If I just thought I'd just put it all in the garbage can and forget about this whole recycling nonsense. Because I get enough stuff sent to me in cardboard boxes. I can fill up a recycle bin pretty much in a day. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Lines are open, and if you're sick of hearing me talk, you call.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.